Night Again. And before I get lots to talk about, before I get started, we're giving props, I think they call them props nowadays, to, yes, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I bet you never thought that you'd hear me say that on a podcast. No, it's not the football team, it's not the basketball team, it's the women's soccer team. And they just won the national championship today. So good for them. They weren't really expected to do much in the tournament. And yes, they have a tournament. Unlike men's football that can leave a team out there undefeated without a chance to win the title. Go Frogs. Anyway, props to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish women's soccer team because they kicked Stanford's ass today. It should have been like 5-0, but only one of the goals got in because Stanford had an incredible goaltender. Anyway, the rest of the weekend, got home Friday night, found out the sewer backed up through the downstairs toilet and tub, and my downstairs was partially flooded by sewer water. So after some extensive conversations with the people from Roto-Rooter, we got that worked out. And thank God I have a shop vac. So we thought that was all there was going to be. And then on Saturday, tried to start the real weekend. And I'm outside cutting up some tree branches. That I had cut off some trees in the yard, and Diane comes out and says, looks like the dishwasher leaked water all over the kitchen floor. We haven't quite figured out how that happened, because we cleaned a few things and reseated a few gaskets, and the dishwasher hasn't leaked since. So it's very strange. But water, liquids in general, seem to be my enemy. All that leading to a weekend that was not nearly as stress-free as I had planned on, but I made up for that by just not working today. I was going to log on to work today and do a bunch of stuff, but I just didn't. Because I'm tired of being responsible for stuff. And by the way, go Dallas Cowboys at halftime. I think they're ahead of the Indianapolis Colts, like 17-7. Anyway, tired of being responsible for stuff, so I blew off work today, and that reminded me of this song that I wrote long before I had anything to really be responsible for, and it's called The Dealer's Blues. And that's not how it goes.
Spatter from the feather that I let her use. I got them blues. Well, I seen socks and shoes. Seen socks on and laying on the floor with the dishes till I read the news. Somebody's views. Yeah, I lock another love song in the drawer and I ask man what glasses we used them for and two. His monthly dues. Yeah, I've seen rivers and plains. Seen rivers watch them flowing out to sea to the water where they lose their names. Cheap children's games. I brushed away the spider from a windowsill. Open up the bottle, watch the heavens spill their rains. And
coffee stains. Remind me of this song. I left 100 hours in the bathtub ring, and I prayed for an hour just for time to sing this song and to mow the lawn. It was actually $423. Well, I got them dealer blues. I got the dealer hitting on Queen at 6, and you find you lose. I used to write a letter to a man inside a sweater, but the ink began to spatter from the feather that I let her use. I got them blues. So for all you dealers out there, have a great week, and don't worry about it. Eventually another weekend will come full of surprises.